Welcome back to Visionary IT, the podcast where we dive into the future of technology and IT strategy for businesses of all sizes. Today, trust me, you want to stick around because we're talking about a topic that's absolutely crucial in our increasingly digital world, mastering your backup strategy in the cloud era.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. How many of us have thought, oh, I'll worry about backups later, right? But when the stakes are high, waiting until later can mean, well, losing everything.
Right. And in a world where cyber attacks and unexpected disasters can strike at any moment, having a solid backup strategy is absolute necessity. We're going to walk through this concept in practical terms today, focusing on something called the 3-2-1 backup rule. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe not, but it's the strategy you want.
And the cool thing about this rule is its versatility. Whether you're running an SMB, a nonprofit, or just trying to keep your personal files safe, spoiler alert, it applies to everyone. So yeah, ditch the stressful what-if worries, because by the end of this episode, you'll have a clear plan, guaranteed.
It's not just about the plan, though. This rule has stood the test of time. I mean, it's been around since backup tapes were a thing, but as we'll cover, the environments have evolved dramatically since then.
Honestly, Gar, I love how it's still relevant, though. Like, we'll get into the nitty gritty, but even in today's cloud first world, it's wild how many people think the cloud automatically solves all their backup problems.
Exactly. That's why we're breaking it down today. What the rule is, how it works, and why your business or even your important personal data desperately needs it. So let's jump in. All right. So let's connect this back to why the 3-2-1 backup rule matters so much. Think about data loss, whether it's a ransomware attack, a hardware failure, or even something simple like spilling coffee on your laptop without a solid plan in place. The consequences can be devastating. We're talking tens, if not hundreds, of thousands of dollars at stake.
Yeah. And what's crazy is it's not just about the money. You lose trust. You lose time. I mean, think about how much effort goes into rebuilding client files or project data from scratch.
100%. And it's not just small businesses either, though they're often the most vulnerable. Recent studies show that even large companies are losing millions annually to downtime and data recovery costs. And all of this because they weren't prepared. They didn't have a proper backup strategy in place.
It's wild, Gar. You'd think with all the tech solutions out there, this wouldn't be a problem anymore. But nope, a lot of folks still operate like it's 2005 and hope for the best.
Exactly. And that brings us to the 3-2-1 backup rule. It was initially introduced by Peter Krog, a professional photographer back in the day, as a way to safeguard digital memories.
So this rule requires that you have three copies of your data, two different storage media, and one offsite backup. Simple but brilliant. And honestly, it's kind of like an insurance policy. It doesn't prevent the bad stuff, but when things go south, you'll thank yourself later.
Absolutely. Backups aren't just an IT thing. They're a business survival thing. The cost, the downtime, the reputational damage, it all adds up. But with the right strategy, you can mitigate those risks entirely. Now that we've covered why the 3-2-1 rule is so critical, let's talk about how to actually make it happen in real-world scenarios. Because understanding it is one thing, but putting it into action, that's where the real value lies.
Right. And for SMBs out there, the first step is always keeping scalability and budget in mind. Like, you don't want to overspend on enterprise level solutions when there are affordable ways to achieve the same level of security.
Exactly. Start with identifying your most critical data. This could be client records, financials, operational data, or even internal documentation. Once you know what needs to be secured, it becomes easier to decide how to distribute those three copies.
And don't forget, you're looking at multiple storage media. Think about external drives, maybe a network attached storage system, or cloud solutions. Each has pros and cons.
For example, external drives are cost effective and offer full control, but they're not ideal for long-term scalability. NAS systems sit somewhere in the middle for centralized, quick, local access. And then there's cloud storage, where, let's be honest, the flexibility is unmatched.
Yeah, but you got to compare providers. Not all clouds are created equal. Some include features like geographic redundancy, Others might require you to purchase that as an add-on. Look for those details hidden in the fine print.
Good point. And don't just think short term. SMBs that grow quickly can find themselves migrating to entirely new platforms if the initial solution wasn't chosen with scalability in mind. Investing in a cloud option that grows with you can save time and money down the line.
Totally. And let me share something from my early consulting days, a real world example. One client, a small logistics company, had an offsite backup in place, just a simple cloud solution paired with local NAS. Then their office got hit with a flood. I mean, we're talking complete devastation.
I think I remember you telling me this story. They were operational again in what, 24 hours?
Yeah, 24 hours. And in logistics, downtime is death. But because they'd implemented a version of the 3-2-1 rule, we restored everything from the cloud backup. Their competitors in the same area who didn't have a plan were out of business for weeks.
See, that's the difference. Risk management isn't always about insurance. It's also about strategy. You can't prevent disasters, but you can prevent them from breaking your business. And the 3-2-1 rule ensures you're always prepared to bounce back. And that's why having a solid strategy is key, because threats and challenges constantly evolve. Speaking of strategy, let's address a common myth: cloud services. People hear cloud and they assume their data is fully backed up. But here's the hard truth. Most cloud providers only offer redundancy, not backups. And that's a very, very critical distinction.
Oh yeah, I've heard that so many times. It's in the cloud, so we're covered mindset, right? But honestly, if you're not actively backing up that data somewhere else, you're just hoping nothing goes wrong. And hope isn't exactly a strategy.
Exactly. Hope leaves gaps. And no matter how advanced cloud infrastructure gets, there are still vulnerabilities like ransomware attacks, accidental deletions, or even application glitches that can wipe out critical files.
So, myth number one, busted. The cloud doesn't automatically mean backup. What's next?
Next up, skipping offsite backups. Look, too often businesses will create multiple backups, which is good, but then store them all in the same place. It's like locking your front door, but leaving the windows wide open. A fire, flood, or hardware failure could still wipe everything out.
Yeah, it's a rookie mistake I've seen way too many times, unfortunately. Some think, oh, well, my external drive is good enough. But storing everything in one physical location can really come back to bite you.
And let's not forget about testing recovery systems, or rather the lack of it. You'd be surprised how common it is for businesses to assume their backup works until it's too late. Test your recovery process regularly. It's such a simple step, and it can mean the difference between spending minutes versus weeks recovering from data loss.
Gar, this reminds me of that company we spoke with. Remember the manufacturing firm that thought they were backed up? They hadn't tested their system in years. Turns out their backups were failing the whole time.
Oh, I remember. Their data hadn't been backed up for almost 2 years. It was a nightmare, but fortunately they managed to salvage some files through email logs. Testing recovery systems is such a simple preventative step, but it's often overlooked.
Yeah, you know, the 3-2-1 strategy isn't flashy and it's not the trendiest thing in IT, but it works. It's timeless because it's built on fundamentals: redundancy, diversity, and resilience.
And no matter who you are or what kind of data you're managing, building a strong backup strategy isn't optional. It's the lifeboat that keeps you afloat when disaster strikes.
So there it is. Don't wait. Start putting the pieces in place now, whether it's for your company, your side business, or even just your family's digital memories. Trust me, you don't want to be the one saying, "If only I'd been prepared."
And with that, we're wrapping up today's episode of Visionary IT. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you feel more equipped to protect what matters most.
Totally. Thanks for listening, everyone. And don't forget to subscribe or share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Until next time, stay visionary, stay secure.